This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I'm in here. I got my man Lush with me.
Yes, sir.
And when they told me that Cash Kid was down to do an interview, I was like, I got to get Lush in here because he's always name dropping you around the office.
Yeah.
He made it very clear you're one of his favorite rappers out of Michigan. So
had to push the line. You know, like, do you remember the initial conversation was we were talking about the most talented rappers
yes.
blowing up the furthest. And
you threw his name right in it. Like, if talent sells, then how come Cash Kid ain't the number one rapper in America?
Right.
Facts.
Gotcha.
Right.
But yeah, man, like, it's crazy because when I was starting to get ready for this interview, I kind of like assumed you had done a bunch of interviews, and it's actually kind of rare.
Nah.
Yeah, actually, I don't do no interviews. Probably like, I did one interview ever in my life.
You did Vlad?
Vlad.
Yeah, that was the only one because I seen you on like a few podcasts and stuff. I didn't click them, but it seemed like it was some like nothing too serious.
I don't even think I was on no podcast to be honest. Maybe one like a Detroit podcast before. Like, yeah, but other than that, I always wanted to just be like rare, like Adele. Like, I love Adele so much. Like, I just want to be like a rap version of like somebody who you barely see, but when you hear them, you know I'm coming with that fire every time. But I don't want to be on the scene like all day. Like, you feel me? I want to be here. Like, you feel me? I want to like just be a rare rapper. I don't want to be like.
You want to be Playboi Carti of Michigan?
I don't really know how Playboi Carti is, but if that's how he is, then
always see him as like, he was like one of this generation of Atlanta rappers who like everybody else kind of did everything, and instead he stayed super secretive, low key. So when he drops, his fans go nuts for it.
Elusive, you know? And mysterious.
Yes, I love that.
Playing, you feel me?
Oh, we.
Wow, did Gina, you rolled those blunts? Gina just came in with four blunts rolled, but she showed us her nails to prove that it couldn't have been her. They're too long. That makes sense.
Though. Adele, like people like that, I always looked like, I always just loved the type of artist they was. So I just like, that's how I wanted to be. Like, I feel like I got to stand out some way. Like, I feel like I had enough confidence to feel like that I'm good enough to do that. Like, you feel me? Like, I mean, some people might not think so. Like, this man just tripping, man. You better drop mo, but I just this type of artist I want to be. Like, I don't want to be the artist that you just see all day. Like, I feel like it'll water down easy. But I feel like if I come, you feel me, here and there, and then every time I'm coming with fire, I'm gonna make sure quantity over quality every time, you feel me?
Definitely.
I just don't want to, you feel me? That's the type of artist I am, though.
Because you do have a ton of personality, like, on camera as well as in the music. Like, it feels like when I listen to your music, it's kind of telling me enough about you as a person that maybe I don't need an interview.
That's how I really wanted it to be. But I feel like in person, I don't got a social media presence. Like, I don't really post on Instagram. I don't got nothing else.
Right.
Like Instagram. Never had nothing.
But there's like countless rappers who have no personality and are dying to do every interview possible, which is kind of funny because like you're a person that would benefit from doing interviews realistically. I think, I respect and appreciate that you've been rare with it, but like you'll do a good job in interviews. A lot of people are dying to do interviews, hitting me up all the time. They got nothing to say.
Maybe they're trying to be cool when they come up.
That's part of it for sure. They too cool.
They figure as soon as I get up there, I'm gonna think of something to say.
They probably rehearsing and that, like rehearsing all that.
Yeah.
I figured you just like aren't really tripping on the fame like that too.
I don't really care about it. I really love life. Like I'm just appreciative of even being in this position, to be honest. Even being on No Jumper. Like I'm even surprised that. Like, it still surprised me every day that, you feel me, that I'm a rapper. Like,
really?
You feel me? I don't really.
Well, we're very honored to have you.
I'm very honored to be here. for real.
So, can we talk about your early days and what your life was like as a kid?
I really was like, feel me? It wasn't like, I wasn't no, I ain't had no money or nothing like that. We weren't rich, no food stamps, probably one of the dirtiest hoods in the city, for real.
What hood is that? Let me wait for this. No, you good.
Six Mile, Gunston. I came from the same hood. Babyface, Ray, Bezo,
Peasy,
all of them. Like, we all, they just a little bit older than me, maybe like a couple years older than me.
But they were like, you were just knowing about them as people?
To be honest, I knew about Peasy before he ever, I think I told him this a couple of times. I knew about Peasy before he blew up.
Right.
He was like, he used to just rap, but he's like, put out CDs in the hood. Like, I don't know if he sold them at the gas station or nothing, but I used to just buy them from the gas station. And we, everybody that I was hanging with, we just listened to Peasy like, this hard as hell. What the
He's so the first one we heard about here. Like, he was.
One day, I was walking. I'm young as hell. I'm walking. Like, I didn't think nobody like knew Peasy. So I'm walking with my people from somewhere. I don't remember. And I just hear somebody banging him in the car. I was so proud. I couldn't believe it. Like, I thought, like, he wasn't famous or nothing. I was like, what the fuck? This nigga Peasy in somebody's car? This right. nigga famous now? Hell yeah. I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait. And I used to see Peasy all the time. You feel me? So I couldn't wait to, like, dog, this nigga Peasy is really, like, the first. Like, one of the first hood niggas that was been popular, bro, for a long-ass time. Like,
because there's been mad levels to it, because when I got into really listening to Peasy a couple years ago is when I realized, like, oh, shit, this dude been doing it for, like, 10 years. He got a whole catalog that I wasn't tapped in with. And even now, like, with him having some of these TikTok hits and shit, it feels like he's kind of taking it to another level, which is amazing to see that there's, like, so many different levels that you could kind of hit. And I feel that way about a lot of people out of Detroit, too. Yeah. When you start to do your homework and you're like, damn, this dude been rapping for 10 years with, like, real music videos for 10 years.
Everybody, like Baby Money, been rapping for a minute, mm-hmm. like before he blew, he been working hard as hell. Ray, all them boys was going crazy for a minute before I was even, if you hear me, before I was even wanted to be a rapper. I just liked to rap, but I never really cared about being a rapper. Like, I got homeboys that's like, was the rappers in my circle, like that was pushing to be rappers. You feel me? I never wanted to be the rapper. I just was the one that, like, give them a couple little lines and shit. Right. Or like, you feel me? Like, or just do background shit, like do behind the scenes shit. I never really cared about. I liked my life, like, without fame. I didn't really care about being famous. I was already kind of known in my city already anyways, to be honest.
For sure. Okay, so what was your parents like? Like, what kind of upbringing do you have?
Church. Like, I was in church every Sunday. Probably, man, every Thursday, choir rehearsal. Like, I was in the church. I was just one of them badass kids that sleep. I didn't know, like, I'm just sleeping in church. I was forced to go to church type shit, but you feel me? Like, I just wanted to go to that bitch, talk to a couple of little bitches in the church, probably. You feel me?
Oh, that's the motive. I see you now. Okay.
Man, they got the. You feel me?
So your parents pushed this heavily on you, but it didn't work too well.
What, church?
Yeah.
No, hell no. They pushed it heavy on me, but it worked. Like, you feel me? I'm a. That's, you feel me?
But there's a difference between like believing in God and like wanting to go to church as a kid. It feels like these are very different things.
As a kid, I didn't want to go to church, but it shaped me. Like, I don't believe in God. I get all my motherfucking credit to God. Everything. You feel me? I'm a whole arm is a guy arm. One of these arms. You feel me? But I'm one of them, man. You feel me?
Definitely.
I really don't.
What else were you into as a kid though? Like what kind of kid were you?
I was one of them niggas that just played sports like a motherfucker. I actually met GT in sports. Like, that's how we met. Back in the day, we played football. Like, back in the day, we played in the same football. And when GT was popular too as a kid though. Like, right. One of them fresh ass kids. Like, this nigga, like, he light skinned, you feel me? But he a hood nigga. So you like, oh yeah, who the fuck is this nigga? Like, he one of them niggas. I played football with him though. So I know him my whole life. Like, so it's like every time we see each other, it's a treat when we meet. Like, damn, my nigga, look at you. Like, yeah.
A lot of these shows and studio sessions must feel like a high school reunion or
every
something.
Every time it should be. I'd be so proud of niggas, bro. I'd be so proud of these niggas. Like, man, I'm so happy that y'all niggas going up. Cause I've seen niggas doing it before me. So you feel me? Like, I'm just so proud of that shit, man. I swear to God, I'm happy to even be in a little conversation, for real, for real.
What was high school like?
I was one of them little kids that was like, I was one of the people that I felt like talked about people and shit, that made fun of people. I was cool, but now that I'm older, I'd be feeling bad. Like, damn, I wonder how did I treat people?
Oh, man. That's the realest shit you ever said. I think about that, too. Because I know I got bullied, but I also know I was fucking with some people, man. Too. Like, really, like, even with your friends, some of the cruelty between each other seems so nuts when I think about it now.
That's childhood shit, though.
I've been thinking about, like, I probably said some fucked up shit to my teachers. Now that I'm older, I probably done fucked up their day. Knowing, like, you know what I mean? Now that I'm older, I'm like, damn, that's fucked up, bro. I was a fucked up child, bro. I probably put so much shit.
Yeah.
I just try to be cool. I try to be empathetic and try to be, you know, I know I was one of them bad ass. But I was a smart ass kid, though. I got good grades. I just fucked up. I do my shit and then just fucking with everybody around the class type shit.
You sent kids home crying?
Huh?
He sent kids home crying?
Yeah, by talking about them type shit. Like, yeah, man, get your little bum ass on. Nigga. Look, hey, look at what he got. Like, that shit's bald. That shit's
but
fucked
the
up.
World has changed a lot in, like, the last 20 years or whatever. Right. Like, the world's a lot more sensitive. We're a lot more tuned into how other people feel and shit, you know? Yeah. It's like we've kind of,
man, for real,
we've had to grow.
Man, facts, though.
The internet has made us, you know, we can talk about cancel culture or whatever, but also, like, it's just, when I listen to The Chronic or fucking Doggy Style, I'm kind of like, damn, I don't know anybody who talks about girls the way that they were casually, like, some of the skits and shit. I'm like, bro, this would be treated like fucking hate speech if it dropped today.
For real,
it's way worse than Andrew Tate.
We need to bring that back.
Well, let's, it was a good time, yeah.
Yeah.
They so sensitive now, soft.
But I've been thinking about a lot of that ever since I seen them tweaking out about Ice Spice hanging out with Kim Kardashian's kids. I'm like, bro.
I ain't even know him.
The Doggy Style, like Doggy Style in particular, bro, just go back to the skits. Go back to The Chronic and like just tell me that those skits are anywhere near what the fuck Ice Spice is rapping about.
Yeah, the fact that Ain't No Fun was a radio song, you feel me?
Dog.
Basically, you're talking about running train on hoes, essentially. Like, that's crazy.
Hey, that shit was on the radio?
Hell yeah.
Bro, ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
Hey, come on. It ain't got no cuss words, man. Now that I think about it. So.
No, and a couple years ago, I was in the gym, and like it's like a small personal training gym or whatever, and there's this girl working out there, and she's huge. She's super. She's almost tall as me. But at one point, somebody had said, you know, the girl's 12 years old. She's like a real hardcore athlete or some shit, so she trains in this personal training gym or whatever, and that fucking song came on, and I'm lucky. I'm glad I didn't put it on. But she went up and asked them to change the song.
Oh.
But honestly, ain't no fun? It was so offensive that I felt for her. Like, damn, that's fucked up. She's just trying to work out and she got to hear this shit.
It wasn't even Bitches Ain't Shit.
Honestly, it might have been those back to back. I can't remember exactly, but.
Oh my God. No.
Classic era.
True. I was just like eight. I was eight listening to that shit. So.
Right.
Hey. But okay, so you were rapping all through high school or what?
I could rap.
Uh-huh.
But I just didn't rap. Like, I got homeboys that rap and shit, but, like, it's crazy that, like, I used to have people that rapped in school, like, homeboys that really took rapping serious during school, like, my everyday niggas, but they never knew I rapped. Like, you feel me? But I rap. Like, I could rap. I could rap. Ben knew how to rap, but I just never really wanted to be a rapper. You feel me? Like, I just knew I could rap, but I just, like, we had motherfucking ciphers in the hallway and shit. I never rapped. I'd probably be making a beat or something on my... like hyping niggas up type shit. You hear me? I never wanted to rap, but I knew I could rap.
Right.
I just knew that, like, I feel like niggas would take my shit. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I just knew. I always felt like that. Like, I always felt like the way niggas, like, I just felt like niggas would take my shit. Like, because I heard it before. Like, before I even, like, blew up, I go to the studio, I rap a little bit, and I hear, like, one of my homeboys coming, like, hey, bro, tell me why a nigga try to steal your rap today, try to spit your rap to me. I'm like, nigga, I know him. Like, but I'm not famous yet type shit. So now I'm, then I just like, I don't know if y'all know, remember Fun for Mobile?
Yeah, yeah.
Put ringtones.
Yeah,
I used to like do that. And my shit was going crazy on there in my hood. So like, it was like, I'm like, damn, I probably could do this shit for real, for real.
Was it Punchlines Out the Gate?
I always like rap,
your
rap
whole
like that. I always
style
rap like that. I always
based
rap like
on
that.
The punches.
I probably did like more back then. It was like, more, that's huh? Like, you feel me? Like, you feel me? Now I just mixed the punches in with my real life. Like, you know, like, not back then, I'm just rapping. Like, it's just fairy tale. Like, shit, not even real. Like, just saying shit. Yeah. Like, just sound sweet.
That's why you have to go live this wild ass lifestyle so you can keep rapping and feel like you mean it, right?
Yeah, so you can. Yeah.
But with the punchlines, do you feel like there's anybody in particular that was influencing you as a young guy?
Lil Wayne, of course. Yeah. Lil Wayne, Cassidy. Yeah. I listened to Cassidy a lot during like high school, like listening to his freestyles. But Lil Wayne was like the person that made me rap.
Mm.
Everything about, like, man, Lil Wayne is a GOAT. Like the whole Young Money, Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj, and Drake, them like my motherfuckers that really made me like, yeah, I'm about to do this shit. Them days was too. They was too goated.
I figure that you also, I could be completely wrong, but I know it's big in Detroit too. I figure there's a battle rap influence in you because, like, the type of punches you have, has anybody ever told you you would be an amazing battle rapper?
Always tell me, they always tell me that. I actually battled people before, like, just rapping the cyphers and shit, like, once I got older and shit, but I never really, like, wanted to battle.
You,
I just couldn't see
you didn't
see
watch
myself.
It or nothing? Not like,
yeah, I watched it.
Not
I watched,
Calico?
I still
with the
yeah, I watched Calico. Yeah, hell, yeah, fuck yeah, yeah, yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I watched Calico so hard. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's my dog.
I just
my never, baby.
I just never wanted to be a, I just know me, like, I don't be with, I don't got time to be motherfucking, like, niggas in my face, spitting in my, I don't do all that, bro.
Would you punch somebody, like?
I smack them, yeah, I don't even want to, I don't punch no more, I'm just all smacking.
Okay.
I'm trying to hang out with him.
I'm trying to incorporate the backhand, like, I've been smacking front hand, I'm trying to incorporate the backhand now.
Okay. Yeah.
It's two, like, different dispositions between, like, the battle rappers and the regular rappers, where it's just, like, a certain, like, level of like casualness that a non-battle rapper has versus like a level of aggression that kind of like qualifies somebody to be a battle rapper. And that's why it's weird when we saw AD spit that verse, because we were like, maybe this was all a mistake, maybe you should have been a battle rapper, because it just felt right.
But there are like he said, Cassidy, that's like the laid back punchline style that is equally effective in battles, and like, because that makes sense though that you had that influence and shit like that.
Cassidy.
Yeah, but I always just like Detroit in general, there's always been punchlines incorporated in the style. And but I feel like the way you do it, it's every bar. Your setups are punchlines.
Well, mine, man. That man, I'm damn near. I'm gonna tell you something. When I first heard the Drought 3, yeah, I was writing the lyrics down, like, cause I couldn't catch all the bars. And this is when I first started. This is the first CD I ever listened to, like understood and listened to, like, I'm like, this nigga is talking to the person that put me on Lil Wayne. I don't think they knew how cold he was.
Right.
Like, when they was putting me on him, they let me hold his CD, and I'm listening to it all night. Like, this nigga cold as hell. I don't think, because the person was like hyping him up, like, yeah, this nigga sweet, but he wasn't too enthusiastic about how sweet he was telling me he was.
Right.
I feel like you should have told me like he was this sweet. Like, I didn't know he was this cold. That nigga changed my life down there, bro.
That is probably the best. I ain't gonna lie. Probably the best mixtape of all time, Drought 3.
Oh, my God.
But especially for people like me who've been listening to Lil Wayne, like, here and there since, like, the late 90s, it's like, you really got to see him grow into this fucking rapper in the sense of, like, I remember, like, listening to him in, like, 99 or 2000, and then by the time it was, like, 2010, 2008, 2009, whatever, he's, like, one of my favorite rappers at that point, and, like, had just gotten so much better over the years. Like,
oh, vastly. He mastered that shit. That's that way he put it in. He put it in work.
But what is it about the punchlines? Like, is it just to keep yourself interested? You feel like rapping would be too boring if you were just saying flash shit without having to make it, like, somehow, like, make sense?
I actually listen to rappers that don't use punchlines. Like, you'd be surprised the rappers I listen to. Like, I listen to niggas that don't even, like, I listen to, like, niggas who people like, man, what? I like, bro, this is probably about to be an unpopular opinion, but I like Soulja Boy.
I knew you was about to, I swear to God, I was about to say, well, you slap Soulja Boy.
Man, that nigga hard to me.
I swear you was about to say that.
That nigga hard, like, certain shit, like, when I listen to music, I don't listen to, like, I guess I listen to just to hear your life type shit or the type of person you are. Like, you would be surprised the type of person, like, your homeboy that don't rap, you go through his motherfucking notes. He probably writing raps in his notes on the low. You would never know what somebody going through until you listen to their lyrics or to their raps. I swear, bro. So it's like, I listen to everybody. Like, just to,
that's but, crazy. Soulja
I'm gonna be real though. I was checking for Soulja Boy as a rapper from maybe 2008 to like 2012.
To like Turn My Swag On.
There was an era in there where I was actually like listening to his projects consistently. And then at some point, it just kind of became like more of a meme than like an actual rapper to me. But respect to you.
He's a legend, though.
Yeah, they don't take him serious just because he's Soulja Boy. Maybe he came out with dance and shit. It's like once you already, you never get a second chance to meet somebody for the first time. You feel me? So it's like they already got a impression of Soulja Boy. So it's like, no matter what he talk about, he like.
But to be a Soulja Boy fan in like the late aughts, early 2010s was kind of like to be tapped in with the underground in a way, because he was so blatantly influenced by so many things like Lil B and all this other shit that was like underground, that it was like, it was interesting to listen to him just to see where he was at in terms of like his influences.
He based as hell.
Yeah, it was a based era.
He's funny, he entertainer. He like, I love that shit, dog. Yeah. But other than that, about the rap, the punchline shit, I feel like I was rapping, well, not was, I rap for me. Like, you feel me? I don't rap to, I know people that gonna get every punchline I say. Mm-hmm. I know they don't watch everything I watch. I know they, you feel me? I really rap for me, like everything, or my homeboys, like, you feel me? We rap for, I ain't gonna say what they rap for, but we rap for like, you know, like niggas this week, like that's how we came up. Like we just rap, we get each other punchlines and shit, you feel me? So the fact that the world, certain shit they don't get, or they do get, I'm like, all right, that's what's up that they fuck with me, but I really didn't even expect for them to fuck with me because the type of shit I rap about and the type of person I am, I'm like, they ain't gonna, they gonna probably be like, this nigga an asshole.
Who do you look at as like the goats of punchlines in terms of Detroit though, or in terms of Michigan in general? Because I always think of Rio as like one of the absolute funniest motherfuckers ever.
Just Rio and Eminem. That's it. Like, nobody else.
Wow.
And V's. I like V's punchlines. I ain't gonna lie. I fuck with V's hard, like real hard. I fuck with that nigga music hard.
You love South Park. You got the cereal right there. You be rapping about South Park all the fucking time.
Yeah, I like all cartoons that's funny as hell, like South Park, Family Guy, Simpsons. Like that.
So are the bars like cycling through your head while you're watching a Family Guy episode for the fourth time?
I don't even watch TV, but it's crazy. Like everything I be
But like if you became familiar with Rick and Morty there, boom, you have like a whole new reference base. That could be a whole tape. Like, it's not, probably not a good idea, but
all I gotta do is see something like a couple times or maybe in the past or like you feel me, or just see something and I'm like, if I know people might understand it, I'm like, all right, I'll say that. That's a nice little hard bar. You feel
right.
me?
Right.
And also, but you like you have all the punches, but your music is fun to listen to too. It's not just like listening to certain people that are punch heavy where you can't really digest their songs. Your shit, like, you actually got a flow, you got topics, and when you do collabs, you pushing, you getting the best out of whoever rapping with you, I feel
like. Hell yeah. I feel like, man, how I used to be when I first started doing like features, I ain't used to be trying to. Like, I ain't used to be like, man, fuck this song. Like, it ain't my song. Like, I'm about to just say something on this bitch. But now I really want to talk crazy on that nigga song. Like, I want to, you feel me? I'm going to treat that song more than like I would treat my song. I'm going to have more fun on my song. But you feel me? On somebody else's song, I'm really like, I want them to get what they want.
But, okay, can you be punching in the studio and just think of fucking hilarious punchlines like that back to back off your head, or are you often stuck for a couple minutes like thinking about what you want to say?
Both. Like, really, I write, I walk down, it's been times I do this a lot, like I freestyle straight through, but just keep some of it and just like, you feel me, delete some of the shit, like, hell no, where I could say this better, or I could pronounce it better, right, type shit. But other than that, I could do it both. I really just got back in my writing stage like maybe like 3 months ago. Like, I told myself, like, I'm gonna start back writing, man, because like I feel like rap became more like of a job. Like, so I'm in a studio just saying, like, just talking shit in that bitch without really trying too hard. Like, really, I'm just was having fun. I'm like, all right, let me still get back to my writing. That's why I really used to write back in the day when I first started rapping. I used to write. Like, I couldn't freestyle at all. But now I can freestyle so good that I don't even, you feel me? But that's to me, I think I can freestyle. That don't mean, I feel like when the fans listen to music, they don't care if you freestyling or writing. As long as it's a good song, it's a good song.
Yeah.
So I took it back to, I'm about to start writing in. I just do both. Like, I could do both.
You know what I think about is, I remember Lloyd Banks always saying that his favorite bar of his own was, shit could get uglier than the Masterpiece sneaker. Which, like, I totally agreed at the time and thought that was a fucking hilarious bar. But when I think about it now, it does seem like kind of a low-hanging fruit type punchline. Like, it's easy. It's just kind of like, the thing that was funny about it was that he's like very subtly dissing Master P, right?
I mean, those kicks was hideous. Let's keep it as
funny. I don't even know what they look like.
I don't either. I'm trying to think.
We got to, all right. This podcast would not be complete without a Google. All right.
They ain't the ones.
I bet you that.
S. Dot Carter. That's
those were hideous too. The Jay-Z joints. Yeah.
I have some of them bitches, though.
Those are ugly as fuck, too.
I feel like dude, there's so many weird pairs of sneakers coming up here, but I feel like the Lloyd Banks line is almost like a more famous thing than the actual sneaker. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it. I'm going to give up. I'm going to give up. Back in the day, we probably would have been able to find it better. There's a lot of more current things.
P is a good businessman. He's trying to get that shit off the internet. He's scrubbing it from Google.
Oh, yeah, he probably did get that bitch erased.
Yeah.
I feel like he's probably had a bunch of sneaker ventures since then as well.
Probably has.
Yeah, and that punchline's probably not as infamous as I'm assuming it is. But, all right, so you graduated?
Yep.
Okay.
I graduated high school. You know what's crazy about that? I actually failed the 12th grade, though. Like, I was a smart-ass kid. I never failed until I got to 12th grade.
Uh-huh.
I thought 12th grade was going to be like, oh, I'm a senior, man. They about to let me do what the fuck I want to do. They failed the shit out of my ass. But... yeah, I went back the next year and I finished, like, I had to do, like, 3 months.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, so it was all jammed in? You didn't have to, like, go the whole year?
I just had to do it 3 months.
Okay.
My boy was a fifth-year senior doing that thing.
Man, for real, though. I'm like, man, they did me bald, dog.
Oh, man. So what did you do after high school? Like, how'd you go about life?
I got a job after that. Shit, after that, to be honest, I ain't never want to do shit, but I knew I was going to be successful at something, but But I was so talented in so much shit. I was so like unsure at all times. Like, I'm like, oh, I don't know what I want to do. Like, really? I know I'm gonna do something though, because I just knew my leadership skills. I know my hustle skills. I know my work. I know my work ethic, all that. So I'm like, damn, I just got a job though. Got a job. My homeboy was rapping. I was investing to my homeboy and shit.
Where were you working?
At Gardner Wright.
What's that?
It's like a, damn, y'all don't know Gardner Wright is? Art, y'all know what Art Van is? Damn.
That's some Michigan shit.
Shit, I just said a couple punchlines about that. Motherfuckers probably don't even know what the fuck I was talking about then. I thought that was a globe. It's like a furniture store. Okay. Like furniture.
Like Kohl's. We got Kohl's out here.
It's like, it sell.
Pottery Barn.
Let me think. Like no. Couches, okay, tables. Yeah. But I was in a warehouse. Like, I work night shift, so I'm in a warehouse. And actually, I'm in the warehouse. This is a crazy story about that. That job, I met the nigga that made my first beat on My Mama, the song that blew me up. That's the first song, that's the first video I ever dropped. And I blew up off the first video I ever dropped. But the dude that I met, I was working there. The dude that I met that made the beat, he worked there too. The nigga, Jerry, I know y'all know Jerry who shoot videos.
Yeah.
He shot that video too. I met him.
You're not talking about 11852 Minden, is
it? No, way before that. Okay. This was in like 2014. But
Because that's 2015.
Yeah, I dropped the video in 2014, but I made the song like a year before it came out.
Okay.
But I was working and shit when I made the song and shit. But my dog, I ended up getting fired from Art Van and shit for, I think I was fighting or something. Bullying.
In the warehouse?
Bullying. Yeah, I got fired from all my job from bullying or. Except my first job, when I said I was working at, like a little theater for my auntie. She fired me because I was just.
Damn, auntie fired you? Scandalous.
It's a business, man. I'm in that bitch thinking shit was sweet.
Was there a part of you that was like, damn, I just got fired from the worst pizza place in the world?
The world.
Like, where do I go from here?
No, I really like, I'm the type of person that I never be like that. Like, when bad shit happened, I was always like, it happened for a reason. Something better coming.
Right.
It was a fucking fast food restaurant. I always had big dreams. So I really didn't care. Like, you feel me? It was just something to have some money in my pocket for the moment.
I definitely got fired from a bunch of jobs in high school that I didn't feel bad about it, even for a moment, for sure.
Like, we just had to answer the phone and shit like, yeah, this is Little Caesars on blah, blah, blah. May I take your order? I just pick up the phone like, hello? Oh, shit. Hang up.
Oh, man. So what would you say, though? Your homie that you were supporting or working with or something?
Yeah, my homeboy was making the beats and shit. Oh, okay. He made beats, but I got fired. But when I got fired, he ended up getting fired right after that. I forgot what he got fired for. His name Lano. Let's get it, Lano. So he ended up making the beat. He called me to his house and was like, come over and shit. Blah, blah, blah. He already knew I rap because I used to let niggas hear my raps. Remember, I told you I rap back in the day.
Yeah.
I used to put shit like on Fun for Mobile. I let him hear my shit at work. He like, my shit had like, I wasn't famous or nothing. I probably had like 5,000-6,000 views on that bitch on like just an audio. So it was like a lot for a nigga that I didn't like have no, I was sharing my shit or nothing. He's like, what the fuck, nigga? This shit actually cold. Nigga, come over. And then I came over with shit. He put the beat together. I probably did that shit in his living room. My homeboys was like, this shit cold. Like, they used to be banging that shit for a minute, like for months. One day we all was together fucking with some hoes. They're like, nigga, let's shoot the video. We end up shooting the video and shit. We end up like, they're like, shit, Kid got this one song and shit. Let's shoot that bitch. I expect to blow up like that fast. You feel me? I ain't had no other fucking song.
You thought you were nice though? Like you thought?
I knew I was nice.
You thought it was going to blow up sooner or later?
I really just thought it was going to be just something having fun. Like I had homeboys that rap that was at the video shoot all that. I just wanted to motivate. Mm. For real. Like, nigga, you got it. For real, nigga. So I'm about to do this. Once I do this, you doing yours next type shit. Because I'm the type of nigga that, like, you feel me? I pay for nigga shit. Like, you feel me? I pay for everybody's shit. Besides I didn't really care to be a rapper. Like, I just knew I could rap. I could do a lot of shit. I just, rap wasn't the shit I was pursuing. It's like, I was forced to be a rapper once I dropped that song because I was too famous. Like, nah, I gotta rap.
Damn, that's really how it felt.
Yeah, hell yeah. It's still, like, it was like, every time I went out, I didn't have no social media. I was never, all I had was Facebook back then. Like, I ain't never had Instagram or nothing. So I dropped that shit on Facebook. I dropped that shit on YouTube and I posted on Facebook. That bitch blew up. I'm going in public and shit. It's like almost the summer. People taking pictures with me and shit. But before that, I used to already take pictures with people when they see me because I was kind of like a little local celebrity to them. People just knew me from like Facebook or something, I guess.
Right.
So I used to take pictures with people and shit already. So this shit was like different type of shit. I'm like, damn. I'm like, I couldn't believe it. Like, you mean I couldn't believe it? I'm like, what the fuck?
That's a valuable lesson. Not everybody needs to rap. The streets gonna choose who needs to fucking rap and whose voice they want to hear.
True.
at the end of the day.
Some truth to that.
But sometimes, shit, if you work hard, you can force them to listen to you because they're going to see you working hard. Dude. Yeah. They're gonna eventually...
But some people are naturals, you know?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, which is kind of weird. I feel like I've interviewed so many people recently where they're talking about how their shit blew up and they're like, yeah, I put the video on YouTube and then a couple weeks later, I had 1 million views. And I'm just like, what the fuck? It feels like there should be more in between this. But sometimes, like, the algorithm is just really fucking good.
I was like, I had like 40,000 followers on Facebook, bro. Like, you know, Facebook, the Facebook motherfucker friend limit was like 5,000.
Mm.
But I wasn't famous or nothing, so I just had followers on Facebook, so I was already kind of known. Like, people just knew me. Like, people just followed me. And I used to drop, like, I probably had, like, 2 freestyle videos, no video, like, no music video, like, just me rapping into the camera that went viral. Like, both of my videos, every time I dropped a video rapping, it went viral. So I'm like, oh, I know I can rap. Like, I knew it. It's, like, go super viral. Like, the city knew, like, I could rap. Everybody knew I could rap. I just... They probably, you know, it's different from knowing how to rap and really being a rapper. Rapping ain't just rapping. You gotta really be an entertainer. You gotta be a likable person. People will like you. People will listen to your music just off your personality.
Yeah.
Like Cardi B. I feel like she was a Instagram personality first. Mm-hmm. Then they grew, you feel me? People will like you off just you.
She's kind of the person who showed us that a girl could make that transformation. Because I don't think we really knew that before.
I feel like King Von was the same way. Like, people
you
like
could
him.
Be a killer and then you could turn into a rapper.
I think people like him. Liked him as a person. Liked him. That's what made him draw into his music type shit.
Right. Lil Baby was like that. Lil Baby was a famous ass like dude around Atlanta / drug dealer, and then he just
how that shit be
started rapping, and all of a sudden everybody forgot he was ever a drug dealer.
Also, I feel like the Detroit wave blowing up. I mean, there's always been artists from Detroit popping, and y'all always, if people are tapped in, they know about, you feel me, like Cheddar Boys and all that old, you feel me, Detroit classic shit. But this whole new era, when it popped off, did you feel like, oh shit, I'm about to be on? Like when PZ and T Grizzly start going up on a national level and all that? Like,
when that shit happened, I mean, when that shit happened, I'm like, damn, this shit going crazy. When the Detroit wave first, like, man, I'm like, wow, this shit could going crazy. To be
what
honest,
do you feel like started it? What was the first, like?
Yeah, because wasn't like T Grizzly might have been something that you were like, oh shit.
I blew up before T Grizzly. Like, oh, okay. I wasn't like global all the way. Right, blew up before T Grizzly.
Yeah.
But like on a national scale,
T Grizzly was, man, T Grizzly been hard. He's been hard. I mean, I remember seeing that the first day it came out. I was losing my motherfucking
first
mind.
Day out?
A nigga that I knew his name, Vail, nigga walked up and he like, bro, look, this shit hard as hell. I'm like, I couldn't believe that shit, dog. Yeah. Like, this nigga hard as hell. I knew he was about to blow up after that. But I know music. Like, I could be an A&R. No cap. A lot of niggas that's famous right now, I'm a YouTube nigga. Like, I be on YouTube, like, listening. Like,
right.
I knew them niggas was gonna blow up. Like, bro, it's a lot of niggas that niggas, like, I done seen niggas doubt, and I be telling niggas, like, bro, okay, you gonna see. And when they blow up, my niggas will tell niggas, like, I'm the first nigga, like, I told you, bro, look. Bro, I swear to God, Lil Tyler, Kodak, Babyface, Babytron, bro, so many niggas, bro. Like, when that, bro, I'm like, damn near, like, I tell niggas, like, bro, okay, you gonna see them my words to niggas. Like, I'm like, I know these niggas. Like, bro, you gonna see. Them niggas going crazy.
Yeah. Did you think you was finna blow up, though? Like, when that wave, were you like, oh, I'm about to be, it's about to be a rap now.
Oh, hell no. Nah. I knew I had to put in the work. I knew it was always up to me no matter what. Like, no matter what the Detroit wave got going on, I knew it was up to me no matter what. You feel me? Because I still feel like I'm not where I need to be. I still need to work some more. You feel me? I don't put it on nothing but me. Nobody but me. You feel me?
I mean, it's definitely impressive when I look at, like, what numbers you're doing and shit, though. Like, you've just kind of consistently been able to hold on to a pretty significant fan base over the years. You know, a lot of people being popping for 10 years and still, like, having, like, a lot of fucking eyes on you. And still, I feel like you still seem new to a lot of fans as well.
Yeah, hell yeah. I like that, though. I like that. And sometimes, shit, my numbers always go up and down. I just never care. I just drop music. I don't care. Like, I'm just having fun with this shit, bro. I'm making money off music. I don't give a fuck about being the fucking most famous rapper alive, the richest rapper alive, as long as I can feed me and my family and we can have fun doing it.
Right.
That's what, and I can stay out of jail because my whole team in jail. Like
right now?
Yes. Like everybody, I got my whole team got indicted. 30-man indictment. You feel me?
And you managed to not be a part of this?
Yeah, I'm just a rapper. You feel me?
Like, damn.
You feel me? So
you've been moving right then.
Hell yeah. And I don't even post on social media, so I would never get like, you're not gonna see me beefing with people on social media. You're not gonna see me anything about my life.
It.
You're gonna just listen to my. You might see YouTube fights and shit. But I try to chill out on that because I just like I had a bad like smacking people problem.
A lot of times when I interview a rapper, I try to find like if they've ever beefed with anyone, and that can kind of like tell you a lot about them. And a lot of times they haven't, but then sometimes you do. And sometimes it's like, oh, shit, this guy has beef with like 15 people in his hometown that I've never heard of.
It'd be like this. What's crazy, too, is like, you know, certain cities have a hard time getting the national spotlight because of all the beef. Like right now, even LA is so divided. Mm-hmm. And you look at certain cities, and then there's like Atlanta, where all the rappers, there is beef out there, but all the rappers work together, and then they blew up. And I feel like Detroit, I know there's a lot of static out there, but y'all fuck with each other,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, and I feel like shit. Even the motherfuckers that is into it with each other in Detroit, like that shit, like motherfuckers still like niggas not trying to motherfuck niggas letting each other eat. You feel me? Niggas ain't trying to niggas ain't tripping too hard like how LA is. And me, I'm the type of nigga that I don't give a fuck who beefing. Like I don't give a fuck about none of y'all niggas beef. I'm not choosing none of y'all niggas sides, to be honest. I don't need to hang with none of you niggas. I don't care about none of you niggas beef. And if you wanna put me in the middle of it, then you gonna that's on you. You feel me? Like I don't care about I never get into niggas beef. I'm gonna hang with whoever I want to. If you got a problem with it, then it's a problem. That is what it is. Like I'm not ducking no smoke from niggas, but I don't want no smoke with niggas. I'd rather be friends. I'd rather not friends. I'd rather build relationships with people. But I'm not about to stop working with somebody because you got a problem with it, nigga. You not even my, you feel me? Like, you not, I make that known. I let it be known that, nigga, I'm hang with any whoever I want to. Like, I don't get into none of that beef, bro, because I don't put that shit into this music shit.
That's definitely a good attitude to have, because when we're talking to the rappers from the Bronx and shit, it's just like, oh my God, they are so divided. Like, you cannot do a song with this person if you fucking with these people and vice versa. Like, the politics of it is such a fucking labyrinth for them to navigate. It's crazy.
I'm a man. I don't care what nobody think. I don't care what nobody think. My homeboys cannot, like, I don't care what nobody think, bro. I'm going to be my own person no matter what. I got my own mind. Nobody can influence me to not work with nobody. Mm-hmm. Like, I swear to God, like, nobody can influence me to do nothing. Nobody, like, it's my career.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, like, I'm gonna do what I wanna do, to be honest.
100%. So, okay, I've been seeing you make a bunch of moves, though, recently. Like, you were on a new OGZ video and shit like that.
That's my dog.
Geek Leak.
Where's that relationship come from? How long you been knowing him?
I've been knowing OGZ for a minute, a long ass time. It's been years. I've been knowing OGZ. I've been fucking with their movement for a minute since he was fucking with Shoreline now.
Right.
But
he owns the trademark.
Oh yeah,
you own Shoreline.
I seen that. Yeah. He came out there. Actually, he had motherfucking sent me the song. I was already in Vegas. He like, I'm about to come to Vegas. He like, where you at? I'm in Vegas. He like, I'm about to come there tomorrow. He was on tour or something. He like, I'm about to come there tomorrow and shit. He sent me the song the day before. So I did the song that night. I was already in the studio when he sent it. I did the song and I sent it to him. I didn't even know the lyrics like that. We shot that bitch the next day. But we shot that bitch like a year ago, to be honest. That bitch just came out. I forgot about the song, to be honest. Like, yeah. I just be working so much. I really forgot about that shit. But that shit was hard as hell. I heard it again, it was new to me again. I'm like, oh, this shit hard as hell.
No, damn, you record so much that you ever have that experience?
All my music be like that. Like, it'd be like, damn, this shit hard. Like, I be catching shit like, sometimes I'd be like wondering like what I meant on certain shit. Like, damn, is this what I meant? Like, cause it'd be new to me. Cause I don't really listen to my music. Like, I do a song. Say if it's a song, like, and I think it's hard, I'm not, oh, this is a hit. This the one. I'm not like that, bro. I'm gonna do that bitch and keep it going to the next time.
I've had that where I'm going through TikTok and I see a random video that somebody made of me saying something funny on the podcast that I forgot about. And I'm just sitting there laughing at myself. And like, I like kind of look over at my girl like, damn, this is embarrassing.
For real,
yeah, man.
You do a lot of shit with Bay Area artists. I feel like
I love Cali niggas, bro. To be honest, I feel like when I first started coming to Cali, I was just so big to them. Like, they always tell me, like, bro, you so big. Like, we thought you was from here. We just never seen you. Like, you the first motherfucking Detroit rapper we ever heard. Like,
are you one of the first, I would say, like, come from Detroit and fuck with the Bay
I feel like I am, but I don't want to say that because I don't know for sure.
One of, I'll say that.
Pablo was
the first,
all the time.
I want to say,
but
yeah.
I feel like when I kind of, I feel like the way that they look at me, I wanna help them. Like, you feel me? So like, if it's the artist if I like their music, I'm not gonna wait till the world like it. Like, I'm gonna do a song with you. I'm gonna write you first of all. Ask all these Cali niggas, I'm gonna write them. And I'm gonna do a song with them on my platform. You feel me? I just wanna see them niggas win, bro. Like, I love helping underdogs win, bro. Like,
one of the joints, RIP Lil Yace,
Man, that was my nigga, bro. I fuck with him.
Yeah, I would. I'd love to hear. I think people would like to hear about like your experience fucking with Yates, because it looked like y'all was on just like an all nighter in the studio, bought a bottle of Heem, just went crazy. You feel
Yates,
me? Like,
no, how me and Yates had did it. We had a nigga actually sent me a song.
Okay.
He sent me some shit, and I was about to come to Cali already and shit, so I had to come to Cali. I was fucked with that nigga in Cali. We ended up shooting the video and shit, but I think the audio, we already dropped the audio before we shot the video. Fucking around. We had some fun and shit. And, you feel me? We had some fun that night and shit.
It was lit. RPS, man.
Yeah, that shit fucked me up.
I was talking to him about doing an interview way back in the day, and we never got it in.
Damn.
But that was terrible when I heard about that.
Yeah, I was fucking with him and Yada. I know y'all know.
Yeah, free Yada. Come on, man.
To be honest, Yada, Yace, and the boy was the first three Bay Area artists that I like was on heavy. Like before, niggas knew, like I was on them niggas heavy and I was pushing that shit. Like these niggas hard as hell.
Y'all
like,
go crazy.
Man, that nigga is like he a superstar to me. Like that nigga gonna go, man, that nigga
like D-Lo when he hit the street, yeah, he gonna go up.
Yeah,
like,
man, no cap.
But you have a lot with Da Boy and All Black. I feel like
All Black, like my brother. Like, yeah. Like I really hang with him. Like I don't hang with the rappers for real. Like I hang with him. Like that's really like my nigga, man. That nigga talented as hell in here, real nigga, bro.
He hard, yeah.
And Da Boy, that nigga so cold. Like, man, that to be honest, Da Boy is like that nigga, like he like, man, that nigga like the, I don't even, you feel me? I don't know the politics out there, but that nigga like the motherfucking face of the Bay Area to me.
I think he is like the I feel like the two of y'all. I'm just, as a fan, a Da Boy Cash Kid album, fool. That shit.
Hey.
Hey, what's your mix of, like, entertainment? Like, are you mostly throughout your day listening to, like, newer rap? Or do you listen to a lot of, like, older rap that you maybe liked when you were a much younger guy? Or, like what is the mix? Like, a lot of people talk about how they listen to R&B or they listen to, you know, oldies, shit like that.
Shit, both. To be honest, if I'm, just in a car full of people, like, my homeboys and shit, we probably just listening to like just rap. We ain't gonna listen to too much R&B unless you can say, oh, really rap is like R&B these days because niggas use the auto tune and shit, like singing and type of shit. Like, you feel me?
The line is blurred.
Yeah, so it's like, you feel me? Whatever type of, I don't know what to call that type of, you feel me? But really, when I'm by myself, everything, man, I listen to motherfucking R&B, gospel, motherfucking hip hop, bro. I love motherfucking R&B. I listen to singing more than I listen to rap. I just love that shit, bro. Like, I love Rihanna. Like I said, I love Adele. I motherfucking love, what's her name? I think her name is her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. R&B singer, yeah. Trick, yeah.
She heard my dude, my nigga Swan, he love, what's her name, dog? What's old girl name? Summer Walker. He loves Summer Walker, dog. Like, so we really like, I really listen to, like, you feel me? I really listen to R&B. Like, I be listening to what they be talking about. They be having, you feel me? Because I be trying to getting that bag sometimes. Like I said, Lil Wayne is a big influence on me. He hopped in that rock bag, that every bag. He hopped in every bag. I be trying to, my fans be cussing me out. Nigga, stop singing. That shit weak as hell. And fuck y'all. I'm trying to motherfucking, I'm just having fun with this shit.
Is there a part of you that, like, when you're in the studio for 6 hours recording and shit, that you get out of there and you just do not want to hear a fucking beat that you would actually rap over, or you don't want to hear a rapper that you know, or like do you immediately kind of switch into a different mind state once you've got out the studio?
You say I don't want to hear a certain like rapper.
Well, do you get bored of hearing, like, yeah, after being in the studio, hearing yourself rap, hearing beats for hella hours, when you leave, are you like, I'm not trying to hear none of that no more?
Funny you say, I don't want to hear me. I don't like I said, I don't want to hear my own music. Like, right. I don't even like listen to my own music. Like, I don't never want to hear listen to my own music. Like, you hear me? I don't, like, I listen to it once I make it 1,000 times, like in the studio, the next day after I make it. Probably the day after that, but after that, you feel me? Like, I don't want to keep on hearing my music. I play other nigga shit all day. Like, I don't, you feel me? Like, other than that, I'm a music nigga. Like, my life is music. Like, I listen to music all day. I always got an AirPod in listening to some music. Mm-hmm. I could be hooping or something, I got an AirPod in listening to some music. I could be chilling, getting some neck. I'm on YouTube listening to some music. Hell yeah.
That's real.
You know, we got something in common, bro. My birthday, December 18th. You the day before, you a Christmas baby, right?
Yeah, like, Christmas Eve, though.
Yeah, yeah, you the day before Christmas. Yep. So do you feel like you got fucked over with Christmas presents growing up?
Thinking, yeah, I'm like, how was that?
Because for me, I just really look forward to that time of year because I know.
But you're a week before it. Like, you can't really expect your parents to go all out and then go all out again a week later. Whereas if your birthday is 6 months apart from Christmas, you could probably assume you're going to be able to recharge, right?
I feel like, based on how they played with me, my parents would show out no matter what. Like, it's to the point where when I was young, I didn't even know that I was poor. Like, you feel me? Like, I was happy. You feel me? I was well taken care of. So I used to get a lot of presents under the tree for Christmas, but they let me open up one on my birthday. I was cool with that. I was never really tripping, bro. I was cool with that, to be honest. I ain't one of them.
Christmas baby life.
I was just happy to have a lot of presents. I know people that ain't get shit. Yeah. I still used to get they used to make it look like a lot. It was just me and my sister though, so.
I was pretty aware of everybody I knew and how much I felt like they got for Christmas versus me. So that kind of like really let me know like whose parents were balling out on them like in comparison to me. Because I felt like my Christmases were kind of dry. Like my parents definitely could have spent more.
You got lumps of coal?
No, but like they gave me like a couple pairs of underwear, like a sweater.
I'd be heated.
Like a book.
I got a fucking...
You know what's crazy? Bro, I used to get like good... Y'all know what Goodfella boxes is?
Nah.
I want to say it's...
I'm talking Hanes.
It's like a box, I took it like a welfare box for kids for Christmas, but okay. That used to be my favorite shit to get.
Okay.
Now that I'm older, now that I think about it, they used to have like little Legos in that bitch, clothes, probably a snack in that bitch. I used to like that shit.
Lego better than getting fucking underwear.
I'm a real bad kid. That's fucked up, bro. Now that I think about that shit.
You know what I could always count on, though, is the stocking with like a bunch of candy and some lottery tickets.
I never had that shit.
Like $10 worth of lottery tickets.
I ain't mad at the lottery tickets.
Keep me entertained for like 15 minutes. Yeah. But the candy too, though, you know?
Yeah, no.
That's what Christmas is all about, eating a bunch of sugar.
Period. Yep, facts. And then going back to school after Christmas vacation with your new shoes on. Yeah, that shit used to be lit. I can't wait.
The pressure to wear a new outfit on the first day of school after the summer.
You gotta be fly.
I forgot all about that until somebody mentioned it the other day. I'm like, man, that was fucking annoying.
Unless you see our... it was like that. I went to motherfucking Osborne ninth grade and shit. That's like a little, it was a fucked up, I went to a school called Brenda Scott. It was like right next door to our high school, which is Osborne. And when I went to high school, when I was going from eighth grade, going to high school, they switched it to uniform. So we ain't even, like in high school, everybody had to wear the same thing.
Oh, they did you filthy, huh? Yeah.
I switched. I went to the other school. You're free dressed now.
That's real.
But yeah, they ain't want people to like...
That shit means the world to you at that age, you know? Being able to express yourself with your clothes.
But some people don't got it, so they'd rather just everybody wear the same thing.
Well, in that way, it makes like school a lot more fair, because if everybody has to dress the same way, you're all kind of on the same level, because kids are not stupid. They know who's got Old Navy and who got Gucci.
And kids so fucked up, in the uniform, they'll still let they'll still find a way to motherfucking talk about you. Like, man, you got on French toast. I got on Dickies. They still find a way to swag them bitches out.
I bet they find all kinds of ways to like separate themselves. You know, that's human nature. You know,
man.
Like if everybody's wearing the same school uniform, I bet the racism gets more intense because there's less to go on.
Oh man!
And kids are always gonna find a way to divide each other.
Period. Okay.
Really, humanity in general. Yeah,
that's how it be. You also had the kid next door. You feel me?
Yep.
I felt like that's kind of like a deep concept right there. Like,
man, to be honest, that song, like, I got some homeboys I hang with, like daily, my nigga Live, NG, them like the niggas I grew up with. And I got the same friends, like niggas I hang with. Every nigga y'all see me with, it's niggas I knew my whole life. Like, I don't hang with, like, it's niggas, like, when I mean my whole life, like.
Sandbox.
Yes, like, you feel me? Like, them same niggas I'm with, every video, every day. Like, you feel me? So that's who, like, really that song started about, like, my next old neighbors. You feel me? Those really my homeboys, you feel me? Type shit, like.
You rap about your homies a lot. Like I mentioned the 11852 Minden. Like, that was a song that turned a lot of us out here on that right there, talking about, like, if you wasn't with us, don't fuck with us. I'm still with the same homies. Facts. You feel me?
Like, too. And that was years ago. That was like 2015. We in 23. Now I'm still with them same niggas now. No cap. But yeah,
give me quickie like I poo.
Yeah. Man, for real. That was a little freestyle, a little talk. Hey, and that's crazy because I hate that song.
You tripping.
Nah, I swear to God, bro. I hate it, bro.
Man, where was you at on Westphalia Buck?
Hey, say, for real though.
Why you don't fuck with that?
It's just like, I ain't gonna say I hate it. It's just like, I just know I'm just having so much fun on that bitch. It's just like, I don't know. Like, it's just like, maybe if I go listen to it now, I'll probably like it again. But
like, you ever make a song when you're real fucked up and then you listen to it later and you're like, either this is amazing or this is horrible?
Every song.
Because, like, I sometimes, like, back in the day when I used to do coke or Molly or whatever, I would think about the conversations the next day and be, like, mortified. Like, I bet I sounded so fucking dumb.
What you mean,
dumb.
Think? Like, you just think, like, damn, I did say that.
Yeah, I was talking to that random girl in the corner of the bar for 2 hours. Who knows what kind of retarded shit I was saying, you know?
It's my life.
Yeah, but then you're doing it on a track and you have a recording of it. Like, that's got to be crazy.
Man, you wake up like, man, this shit ass as hell. I know the engineer ears was bleeding in that bitch.
But just as often do you listen to it and you're like, damn, I was funny. Like, damn, yeah, that lean had me hilarious,
yeah.
All
bro. Sometimes you be like, oh, this shit hit head right here. Like, or sometimes you be like, yeah, but sometimes I'll be like, I don't even be wanting to switch it sometimes. I'll just be like, man, fuck it. Mm. But most of the times, I'll just be like, damn. Wow, it's always be new to me. The next day, I can't wait to listen to my shit the next day. Like, you feel me? Studio sessions be like, it's like 6, 7 in the morning.
Mm.
By the time I wake up, that's the first thing I'll be wanting to do is like, let me hear what I did last night. Get to listen to everything. All right, I like this one. All right, all right, yeah, this one right here. This one, yeah, it'd be like that though.
Do they all seem pretty good in the moment? Like, as you record it, when you're listening to it
not
at all?
Not necessarily. Some of them be ass in the moment, but really be good. Like, really be good the next day. Like, some of them be like, man, hell no, I don't like this shit. Next day, you be like, this shit kind of straight.
But do you always finish it? Because sometimes I'll be in the studio back in the day listening to rappers, and I'll just be thinking, like, you should just start over. Like, this ain't it. Like, why even bother? Like, you don't have to put a second verse on this. You should be able to tell already this shit sucks.
Man, sometimes I do like, cause I record myself. Like, you feel me?
Oh, really? You're like, your own engineer?
Yeah, I got my own studio and shit. So I'll be like, I record myself and shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I really like, I just really probably do something like 8 bars to something, go to another beat. Sometimes I really try to finish everything, but if I just can't, or if it's not coming, I don't like, if I'm recording myself, I don't want to take all, like, I want to just be in that bitch having fun. But if I got another, I only got one engineer too, other than that. If I don't record myself, I only got one other person that really records.
But doing your own engineering, does that make it a little bit more stressful or a little bit more like work?
Just, yeah, more work. But I got somebody I send it to that mix everything. I'm just laying the vocals down and doing everything how I need it to be. But it's easier because, I ain't gonna say easier, it's funner because you get to do whatever. You get the, you ain't got nobody in the studio that you think, like, you get the crazy note. Like, you be like, oh, that shit sounded ass. You ain't got to worry about niggas probably laughing at you and shit. Because I know some people that think like that when they go to the studio. Like, they don't want to do certain shit because they don't know that they got too many people in that bitch with them. And they really trying to impress the people in the studio. No, nigga, go to that bitch by yourself.
But it's super weird when you see a rapper and they're sort of like commanding this like 40-year-old white guy to put their fucking shit in the right order. And like, you know, but a lot of times I've been amazed. I've been amazed seeing the engineers sometimes because they are moving stuff around so good. And it's not like this dude is a rapper or like doesn't even seem like he fucking listens to this kind of music. And he's just killing it, dragging that shit around.
What the fuck you doing?
Like a really good engineer.
They're like robots, basically. Like they literally have to be that.
Shout out my engineer Anton, man. That boy a dog. That's the only dude I fuck with.
A lot of engineers deal with a lot of abuse from rappers, from what I've seen.
Oh,
too.
Man. I've seen it.
They be bullying their ass.
Man, I've seen a.
The job is not standing up for yourself, basically, man. Right?
I've had to fire engineers for rappers, too, and shit, like in the middle of a session, be like,
really?
Hey, you got a dip, fool.
Like, and like, I know it ain't right. Yeah, I know this isn't fair,
man. I ain't gonna lie, dog. That shit funny as hell, dog. I remember one time I had this one dude I was fucking with, it was an engineer. I brought him around my people and shit. They was fucking him up. So I wasn't even in the like studio, I was somewhere else. Like, they was torturing this dude so bad. By the time I'm walking back in the building, this nigga walking out. I'm like, where you going? Man, fuck that. I'm about to go. I'm like, where you going? I'm about to catch the bus home. I couldn't believe what was going on. I went back upstairs. They're like, dog, they was in this bitch telling that nigga to like, yeah. I'm like, dog, oh my God, they was in that bitch bullying his ass. That nigga left. That nigga got the trucking.
Poor guy.
Fucked up.
Oh, he might have had it coming.
Man.
Okay. So, like, where do you feel like you're at in your career? Like, are you trying to take it more seriously at this point? Like, I kind of feel like you're such like a freewheeling, fun loving guy that like you sort of like might go through periods of like inactivity where you're like not pushing as hard as you are at other times. Is that true?
Yeah. I just I really, it's more than just for me now. Like, you feel me? Like, at the end of the day, you feel me? I got a lot of people to feed, so I'm going to try to push it till I can't push it no more. You feel me? Like, fuck how I feel about it. You feel me? So, whatever I need to do to get to the next level, that's what I'm going to do. You feel me? Like, it ain't just about talent. It's about, you feel me? You got to network. You got to do what you got to do to get to the next level. So
you got kids?
I got one son.
How old?
He's three.
Three.
Yeah, I don't want no more, I don't think, man.
Really?
I don't think so.
It is a lot of work.
Maybe one.
Are you like living with him and everything?
In one of my houses, you feel me? In another state type shit.
Right.
But yeah, I be on the road all the time, so.
I think about that all the time. Like, am I seriously gonna fucking have another one of these?
Yeah.
Like, this is insane.
You for sure are.
I for sure am, and I'm just a little scared because it's a lot of work.
It's gonna happen.
You shooting the club up?
Not since the first one.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I gotta maybe. I don't know.
Right.
I want another son though.
Really?
I don't want no girls.
Really?
Just karma, buy some more straps.
Karma gonna fuck me up.
That's how it feels.
I done broke too many hearts.
I try not to think of it that way.
Player's curse. You got.
I try to think of it like, oh, you're gonna have a very wise sensei of a father who's gonna tell you exactly what these motherfuckers are up to.
Oh my God!
I think not worse than you. Right?
My kid is gonna grow up, I don't want to say terrified, but let's just say worldly. She's gonna know about all the tricks and tactics that these motherfuckers are trying to employ.
Yeah,
I think you owe them that.
Man, no, for sure. God, that's God right there,
man.
I mean, you've already accomplished a lot though, too. Like, I mean, you got a joint that you're on with Eminem. You feel me?
I brag about that to everybody.
Mm.
You know. That
everybody,
and you got the hardest punch on there. That Dr. Miami bar, the hardest, like,
I don't remember my verse on that bitch.
Yeah, that
everybody verse was kind of chopped. They chopped it to make everybody shit. Cause I think,
I was gonna ask you, what was that like? How'd y'all put that together?
And we was all in the studio together. Everybody was in the
wow,
everybody.
A sound panel just fell off the wall.
You good, Belt?
Belt, yeah. You're lucky you survived that. Damn, sorry. you were in the studio with Eminem and everybody else during that?
Shit. I wish I was in the studio with Eminem.
Oh, he wasn't there?
Everyone besides Sean and Eminem was in
there. Sean was there.
Sean was there.
Eminem just wasn't there. Okay. Everybody else was in that bitch.
That's so Eminem of him.
I think everybody was there besides...
Royce?
Nope, he wasn't there either. But everybody else was in that bitch. Like, it was actually more people probably in that bitch than, like, it was everybody in Detroit. It was more people that got on the sound that they probably took off that bitch. Like, it was a lot of motherfuckers that was in that bitch, bro. Like, T. Grizzly was there. Everybody was there. I don't think T. Grizzly was on that song.
How'd you even end up getting hit up to be on that?
Say It Ain't. That's my dog. Say It Ain't Tone.
Who's he? He's like A&R or something?
He fuck with Big Sean Heavy.
Okay.
That's one of his peoples and shit. He hit me up and shit like, yes. I think we flew out here to L.A. Got it popping in that bitch. We was all in the studio all night. We was in there for a couple days. We did a lot of songs, actually. We did a couple songs. That shit was lit, man. That shit was fun.
Legendary.
Just legendary. I was in there with Big Sean too. That boy a legend too. So I was just living in the moment, man. I was just, you feel me?
I know rappers was hot. They didn't make it on that joint too.
I would have been too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's Eminem. Yeah.
I seen a few interview clips of people not happy about not being on that song.
And they asked me like, "You a rapper?" I'm like, yeah, I got songs with Eminem. That's the only person who name I bring up. Eminem.
Yeah.
My homeboy in jail called me. He been locked up for like 10 years and shit. He couldn't believe it. I ain't talked to this nigga. I don't even know how he got my number. Like, he called me. I'm in the store one day. I'm in the motherfucking line. My phone keep blowing up. I'm like, what the fuck? Hello? I hear my dude name and shit. Shout out Jay Willie. He like, nigga, you on a song with Eminem? What the fuck? He a white boy. He like, what the fuck, nigga? I can't believe this shit. I mean, this bitch going crazy. I'm like, dog. Hell yeah. I'm like, yeah, you. I'm like, you see me, my baby? Like, bro, I can't believe it, bro. I'm like, man, yeah.
That is the kind of thing that, like, even someone who doesn't know anything about rap would understand.
Eminem.
Like, I can tell my parents you got a song with Eminem.
Yeah.
For real, though.
They gonna trip.
Man, Eminem was that boy from the... Man, Eminem, bro, I can't believe it. I still can't believe it right now.
Mm.
Eminem. That's crazy.
And that's dope that he, like, you know... Sean put that together, and he hopped on a record all of it. Because there's been you ain't really seen, like, a lot of the OG legends from Detroit. I didn't see M do records with him, and I was like, damn, I wish that could have been a thing. But now seeing y'all whole generation getting that cosign, that's dope.
That shit, man, that shit meant the world to me. I ain't gonna lie. I couldn't believe it, bro.
That's
the guy. I appreciated that. That shit was lit as hell. That's one of the best things in my career. I ain't gonna lie, I love that shit. I appreciate Sean for that shit. I appreciate Sad Ain't Time. I appreciate everybody that made that shit happen.
So, okay, where do you feel like you're at in terms of your career right now and everything? Like, what do you want to accomplish before you're done in this game?
I'm just trying to really just help get help more motherfuckers around me. Just, you feel me? Do this music shit, bro. I opened up a door for motherfuckers now. And this shit, like, I really want this shit to be like a family thing, like forever. Like, I want to, anybody around me can eat off this shit. I want to help everybody I can with this shit. This shit, I mean, I'm happy no matter what with this shit. Like, you feel me? I want my motherfuckers to go farther than me. Motherfuckers, like, I know certain shit that can help them get to the next level now. Like, they wouldn't know. I know ins and outs, and I got relationships that can help a motherfucker. Even if it ain't me, I know I can spark, like, somebody that could really be that person. I might not be that person, and I can accept that. Like, I know I got a dough that can help that person, though. I'm cool with that.
Don't sell yourself short, though, bro.
Oh, I'm not. I'm working hard. Trust me, bro. I'm gonna go as far as I can, but whatever happens, bro, I'm happy with it. I swear I'm happy with it, bro. As long as I get to spark the next mind. I know I sparked a couple minds out here that's great.
That's a Tupac philosophy right there.
Yep.
Feel I like, feel like so lucky to have done this interview because I feel like I've interviewed not that many people who seem like such obviously good people as you. No offense to every single other person I ever interviewed or anything, but like, you know, you just like ooze nice guy energy, like people, somebody that people really want to support. So given that you haven't really done an interview before, that's pretty amazing.
I appreciate that coming from you. I want to know like other people's perception of me, like you feel me because. Motherfuckers probably think when people meet me, they don't think I'm a good guy. They think I'm a person.
I feel like I can't. I feel like the comment section is going to be all people saying, I want to see this guy win.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah.
I don't like that, though. I need more haters. Like, I feel like you're not doing good enough. I need more people like, this nigga ass, man. Something like, I need more haters, bro.
I knew for sure, because I even told Adam, I was like, he probably going to be talkative. Mm. I knew he was going to be talkative, but I didn't know he was going to be hella cool. Because you can see the personality from the music, but you also be talking hella shit in the music. Yeah. So I was like, this dude might be kind of an asshole.
You cool as hell, man. Yeah. Motherfuckers, I really be bitches. They be thinking I'm mean as hell. Like, you mean as hell. Yeah, you really like that? And really, I ain't gonna lie, I probably, not say I used to be mean, but I just never was like, never gave a fuck about talking to people or meeting no friends. Really, right. Like, you feel me? I was just so focused on my people. Like, you feel me? Like, you feel me? So, once I realized that like I'm somebody to people now, I had to teach myself to be like more welcoming, more nice, because I really didn't never care to talk to people. Like, motherfucker, I was that asshole ass kid that was grim at every nigga. Like, I wanted some shit. Like, I was a shit starter type nigga. Now I don't want no problems with these niggas, man. I just, you feel me? I'm straight. You feel me? I'm straight, man. Nigga can think I'm a bitch, whatever. You feel me? I'm one of them niggas that I love me so much. I got so much pride. I don't care what people think. Like, you feel me? I'm the type of nigga that I go talk to a nigga about a problem. Like, bro, we ain't even got to do all that, my nigga. Like, you feel me? I'm that type of nigga, bro.
Yeah, that's some adult shit right there.
I thought that was the first time I heard anybody ever say that.
That's the most
niggas followers.
That's the most
really soft
grown shit I've heard on No Jumper in my life.
I respect the fuck out of that. Yeah.
The fuck?
That's for real.
I need more of that energy.
So hear more people acknowledge that. Yeah, like we could talk about shit. We don't gotta get into it like that.
I don't want to die.
That's real too. Hey, so give your fans some sneak peeks of what you got to come. Like, what's next on the lineup before we get out of here?
Okay, I'm gonna drop that Bebe Kid 3 on the 31st. What month we in right now? March 31st. Bebe Kid 3.
End of the month. All right.
End of the month. And I ain't even dropped the date. This is my first time saying. I don't know when it's gonna be released or not, but March 31st. That's the date.
Let's go. Can't wait.
Let's get it, man.
Appreciate you, dog.
I can't wait for my fans to hear it, man. I love that they've been rocking with me for this long, because music motherfuckers switch up on your ass fast as hell. You feel me?
Yeah, that's real.
Hell yeah.
Nah, keep your foot on their necks, motherfucking Detroit Punchline King.
I appreciate you, my nigga. I appreciate you for fucking with me, my nigga.
Off top.
Cash Kid, go turn them up on all streaming services, YouTube, et cetera, Instagram, all that. Appreciate you, Lush. Thank you for co-hosting on this one.
Good looks, big dog.
Cash Kid, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, et cetera. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Pow.